Welcome to another episode of WST, a podcast focusing on the best coast, the West Coast, your West Coast source for sports and offbeat banter. Happy Friday. It's payday. And looking at my paycheck, I wish I was more heavily leveraged in Bitcoin.
Crypto.
What?
Cryptocurrency.
You don't even know what Bitcoin or crypto is.
Oh, I spent enough time in the Bay Area and I watched a Netflix documentary, Banking on Bitcoin. Let me break this down. Cryptocurrency.
This is going to be good.
This is, just wait, drop the knowledge here. So cryptocurrency as it stands, this autonomous ledger, it's non-regulated, right? The banks can't determine, you know, APR standards. They can't charge you funds. It's autonomous. No one knows who you are, but you own Bitcoin. And it actually lives on your phone. The weirdest part about it, though, they can't actually find who created it.
Are you looking on your phone and reading off of Wikipedia right now?
No. This is all recollection. Let's go. I'm borderline financial advisor at this point on cryptocurrency. But there is a ton of them. And you're right. It's so volatile. You go to the Bay, and there's literally, if you lose your phone, you could lose hundreds of thousands of dollars, like literally on your phone, digital currency. Oh. The weirdest part, it becomes your wallet, it becomes your life. I mean, imagine that, breaking your phone. There goes, you broke a $400 phone. It's not $400. It's like actually 30 grand.
It's brutal.
Down the toilet, literally.
Remember when we were out to lunch and I said, can I Bitcoin, give you some Bitcoin instead of Venmo you?
I mean, I would have accepted. Easily, but I mean, like, you'd be giving
do me, we need someone to validate my transaction with you?
I think you do. I don't know what your number is or even how you do transfer Bitcoin. That's the weird thing to me. I mean, crypto, there's so many different, there's like, you know, think about the dollar. Like, we standardize on the dollar. There's no really standard Bitcoin. There's different kinds of Bitcoin, Litecoin, Ethereum, and it's all about who adopts what. Right, so it's
all about supply and demand, right?
Exactly. There's only so many Bitcoins out there. People are betting that these miners, it's kind of like the gold rush. They don't know where the gold is, but they're just trying to find it amongst like these, all these zeros and ones that's somewhere out there in this ledger. If they pop up with some, all of a sudden they're super rich and they're trying to sell it right away, and other people might.
Did you watch an episode of Mad Money with Kramer?
I'm actually it's on mute right now.
I'm thoroughly impressed of your knowledge right now.
I mean, yeah.
I thought I was going to stump you here.
Here's the thing. Ask me how much Bitcoin I actually have.
How much?
Zero.
Did we miss the run? Are we too late?
I think we are. Actually, I'm kind of glad we didn't get on the train.
You know what? I'm not much of a risk taker. I don't think I would have ever gone in.
You're the guy that's pacing around waiting for a $5 minimum table at the casino to open up. Tends too rich for your blood.
You're right.
So I mean, there's people that are gonna jump on it. There's people that maybe, wasn't there a hashtag? It's kind of like the stock market, right? Wasn't there a hashtag at one point?
Yeah, it was hashtag 401k millionaires. There were Fidelity people when the stock market was on that big climb a couple months ago. They became millionaires and they gave shameless boast on the internet.
So the next day, they're what? Hashtag no longer a millionaire?
I guess.
I mean, think about how many hashtag Bitcoin millionaires we'd have. I mean, they would change every day. Yeah. It's literally like Bitcoin millionaire, Bitcoin broke.
And then you're just going to talk about it and hashtag? I mean, also one time, I wish social media had a dislike button. Thumbs down.
going back to an early episode, like, they're going to track him down. If you're proclaiming that you're a millionaire, self-proclaiming that you're a millionaire in 401k, I mean, that's the first thing that, you know, people out there in this hacker world are looking for, right?
I'd like to propose a new rule. If you get a certain amount of thumbs down on your post, it deletes. It's like Snapchat. It disappears.
We rule social media. You can determine what stays and what goes when it comes to social media. All right, so let's are we done with Bitcoin?
Do you I want think
me
we're done.
You want me getting like investment advice for you?
I think you're great. I mean, are you stocks, bonds?
Stocks, no. Yeah, your standard mutual funds, you know, stuff like that, boring stuff. Baseball cards. I saw my baseball cards.
Don Ross, rated rookie?
No, I got the Ken Griffey Upper Deck.
Ooh, 89. Upper deck. Number Score, one. Fleer.
No, Horn Fear were like lower inferior cards.
You gotta
stick with Tops. Tops was a jam. I mean, do you go to gold? Do we go get gold? How do you keep your money? Like long term?
Gold bars under my bed.
Do you? Just gold stacks?
Just gold stacks.
You cut out like a portion of your, like the side of your house or something and bury it there? I mean, that's...
Waiting for the Armageddon.
Right. Who knows when that comes? Certainly Bitcoin won't be around by that. Think about that. That's like someone clips a cord and all of a sudden all your money's gone.
It's crazy. I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah. That's scary, right? Net being, let's... You continue to play the $5 tables. We'll take your winnings, put them back towards our podcast. Who knows? We could buy
Hashtag
some...
$5 winner.
We could get some sound effects with it or something like that. Who knows? All right, that's it. We're going to wrap this this segment up. Coming up, we'll have some more interesting stuff for you. WSD Podcast.
You know what time it is. You know what that sound is. Ben, can you tell our listeners what they missed while they were sleeping?
I broke down the Masters for them.
Is Tiger back?
Tiger is back, folks.
Wow.
Tiger... Pandemonium.
He's playing well.
The golf world has risen back up from the lulls of hibernation from Tiger not being in the mix.
It's got average fans like me paying attention.
Exactly. I mean, now everyone, you know, ratings are up. Everyone's talking about Tiger. You know, this year maybe the biggest Masters.
I'm going to watch. I don't know if I've seen the Masters in the last 4 years.
Right. But the fact that Tiger's playing it, all of a sudden, it's relevant again, right? In this time of... You know, we got a ton of like March Madness, you know, back tail into March Madness, NBA playoff, NHL stuff going on, right?
Plus, everyone loves a comeback story.
Exactly. And Tiger's been through a lot.
He has.
Let me break it down. If you're unfamiliar with the Masters, played in Augusta, Georgia, it's a $2 million purse for the winner. So high stakes, 7,400 yards. So,
can you ask for Bitcoin?
Can I get that in crypto? You know what else they get? The green jacket.
The green jacket.
I mean, I think... So, Sergio won it last year. And I think Sergio's yet to take off the green jacket. Like, he gets off the course. He's wearing it ever. I think they saw him at Wimbledon, like, with his green jacket on. So, other contenders outside of Tiger. We'll wrap up with Tiger. I'll give you kind of who I see in the last pairing. Dustin Johnson. This course kind of lends himself. Long ball hitter. Rory won recently as well. He's playing better.
He won the Honda, right?
Yeah. I don't know if it's Honda or Valspar, one of those two, but I mean, leading up to the tournament, you know, you want to have a win, you want to build up some confidence. Roy's a big confidence guy. If he's got it going, he's tough to beat, nicest swing in the game. Here's a name that you aren't going to hear: Tommy Fleetwood's got the greatest hair in the game.
Really?
Yes.
What does it look like?
Great hair. It's just long, like kind of shoulder length, great flowing
business
locks.
In the front, party in the back.
It could be a mullet. I haven't seen him without his hat on. Spieth's always there. I'm going to negate Spieth. Okay. Spieth is trending opposite of, say, like Rory.
Oh.
He's just in his head. If you remember back at the Masters, he had a shot at 16, put it in the water twice. That's going to be in the back of his head. Here's who I do like, and I wouldn't be surprised. So here's what I see. Final pairing.
Okay.
And this
is the Sunday.
This is Sunday, final pairing. This would make it one of the all-time Masters to go down. Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods.
Wow.
Final pairing.
That's big.
I mean, that would turn back the clock a bit.
I mean, that's got to be the biggest ratings of all time.
It would be. It would have to be. I mean, this day and age, digital. I mean, I don't know if you count stream, but whatever it is. Tiger's a four-time champ. Phil's won it a couple of times. I could see him coming in amen corner, you know, one up, trading blows a little bit. But that would be fun. Golf has gone through this lull of kind of no one paying attention, right? There's no one
It'd
really
elevating.
It'd bring
a lot of people back.
So, net being April 5th through the 8th. Make sure you take some time to watch. If you can't watch during Thursday, Friday, watch the leaderboard. Watch moving day is Saturday. That's another term you need to learn.
Okay.
What's your handicap, by the way?
What's a good handicap?
You tell me.
Do we have money on this?
Yes.
Then it's really high.
So April 5th through 8th, make sure you're watching. Saturday's moving day. Sunday, make sure you sit down. It's nice. You can go out for like brunch, have a couple of drinks. And then you're sitting down watching Tiger and Phil. That's my prediction.
Plus, you got baseball starting. You've got a lot going on, but you can carve out some time for the Masters.
Wait, you just ruined my Masters preview by throwing in baseball?
Whoa.
Come on. This is like the epic event. The Masters is at all-time high. Tiger's back.
He is back. I just want to talk a little bit. I don't know anything about golf. It's time for everyone's favorite segment, also our last segment, Bold Predictions. This is the time of the show where we will predict and make very bold statements, a.k.a. bold predictions.
Yeah, yeah, you got to share with us. Make some of your own bold predictions. Hashtag WST bold predictions, right? We've got some good ones coming
on
to
Twitter
us.
And Instagram.
Twitter and Instagram, DaGram.
WST underscore podcast, hashtag WST bold predictions.
They now know how to get some dialogue with us.
Yeah.
I think some people are sometimes scared, you know, to post things on social media. I myself, I'm not a big commenter, right? But we have gotten a lot of feedback.
And feedback's good. Feedback's how we get better.
Exactly. So feedback.
Continuous improvement.
Right. You're always looking for that. You know, how do we get better? Do we? You know, and we've gotten some good ones, yeah. But they're direct emails coming to us, which we always love.
Always love.
Feedback.
And thank you for that. Continue to send them.
Feedback at WSTZone.com. Again, feedback at WSTZone.com. So what, in terms of our feedback, bold predictions, I think people are pretty much making bold predictions for ourselves and how our podcast is going.
The trajectory of our podcast. And they've been very candid.
Yes, very candid. That's a good way to put it.
And some a little crass.
So why don't we let's talk about the negative. Let's talk about how we can improve. I mean, there's.
You want me to go?
Sure. I mean, I feel like you. Why don't you lay on a lot of the negative, and I'll show the brighter side of what we got.
Well, Ted doesn't think we'll ever get to 100 social media followers because we don't have more than 100 friends. Thanks, Ted.
You know what we do, Ted? We leverage our parents' church groups for that. Have them send it out. Facebook's a good way. So you use Facebook to leverage, and then you have people starting like Instagram accounts, and they just follow you. That's always a good way to bring up your followers.
So
right?
We don't have 100 friends. We've got friends of friends.
Right, Ted.
We've got cousins.
It's like the Kevin Bacon effect, right?
Yeah.
Not everyone knows us, but someone else that they know may know us. That's a good thing.
I think we get to 100.
And then we someone made a comment that we use laugh tracks.
Well, press play, laugh track.
Laugh track? That's really us laughing at ourselves. I mean, that's how do we improve on that? Just not laugh?
I don't know. I think a lot of people are laughing with us.
Yeah, that wouldn't be very fun. I mean, what else we got?
Well, one person, I won't even give him the credit. Because I don't want to give him the attention.
Let's be honest. This came up a couple of times. This came up a couple of times. It wasn't just him. So. There were multiple people that brought this up. So you can touch on it.
We're in episode 4 now. They said, good luck, guys. It's been a nice run, but you won't make it to episode 5.
But
that one stings.
That does sting.
We're so close.
We are. That's like only 2 more hours of our time sitting here trying to come up with banter and dialogue in order to get that episode 5. We're going to show them.
We haven't run out of funding yet.
You know what we're going to
do? I can still max out my credit card.
I think I have some Venmo dollars. You know what we need to do? Episode 5 is going to be the Brad, Jenny, all these people that doubted us. It's going to be their episode.
It is. We're going to dedicate it to them.
Yeah. And signing off. Let's see. Look, why don't we get into like the positives? Like what are we doing okay?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm tired of the trolls.
Right. If you're going to give us feedback, give us like a compliment sandwich. Be like, hey, hey, you guys suck, but you're doing this okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is really bad as well. At least we can extract the meat of that compliment sandwich and take that and use that to improve. You know, I don't want to wake
up. And some of you are just very, very mean people.
I know. Can we get the negativity out of here, listeners? If you're negative, if you're not smiling and not listening to us, like, you know, if you're down on your day, I want you to listen to us so that you feel a little more positive.
We're trying to create a positive vibe.
We want to make you, like, you know, think about what you're going to get from us. You're going to have talking points with your friends, right? I got buddies in New York that I hope will listen to us. They'll be like, wow, I actually know what's going on. Like, I mean, you can feel more confident.
We're trying to do the world good here.
All right. Just one podcast at a time. So I think we actually, Houston was a big one.
Houston.
We got a lot of people reaching out to us from Houston.
If you go back a couple episodes, We changed the demographics.
Adopted the Astros.
We adopted the Astros.
To the Western Standard Time.
And the Rockets. At first, we weren't going to include them into our sports teams, but we've brought both the Astros and the Rockets. And we've got some showering praise from Houston.
I know. I mean, Dikembe almost reached out, I think.
I think James Harden's one click away from following us. James, if you're listening.
James, hit yes.
We did vote for you for MVP.
Right. And those count, right?
Yeah.
Didn't we proposition whoever the NBA voting committee? We're right there. They said we're next ones in. So, James, you hit follow. You got two votes automatically. You know, we had a few people reach out when they talked about we weren't able to get major leaguers to interview.
Yeah.
I think I can't figure out who he is. I actually couldn't find him on the internet. There's some guy that claimed he was a bullpen catcher for like, I think it was one of the West Coast teams. It might have been the A's.
Sure, he wasn't a St. Paul Saint?
Very well could be.
Hey, we could use the interview.
I know. Let's just take one. Like I said, so we're getting people reaching out to us. And then, you know, my mom reached out. Oh, that's always good. You get some family love. Yeah. She's proud of me.
Especially in these times with all these trolls.
I don't know. It's just always good that you're at least pleasing, you know, the ones closest to you. So, Mom, thank you for listening. You know, continue to share this. Maybe put in the church program. Put our hashtag. Put our social media followers. I mean, we're positive vibes, right? We're positive vibes. So let's talk about, we've got some bold predictions from our fans, right? Yep. We've sewn those up. We'll hopefully, again, take all the negative, overcome that, use the positive.
It's only
going
to make us stronger.
What do we got in episode 5?
Episode 5.
Let's Brad, here's what you're going to hear. Jenny, all our doubters.
We're calling it the Roger Report.
The Rog Report.
Roger Goodell.
What do you run the 40 in?
Like 5.7?
How fast do you? We should go run the 40.
We should. I definitely could beat Roger.
You think so?
Yeah.
You didn't even top 60 in the speech pitch the other day.
Well, my arm strength is not one of my positive athletic attributes, but speed is.
Speed is? What, 5.2? You think
I'm breaking fours. High fours. Yeah.
4.9? Okay. I could see that. I'd probably write in around 5.1.
Episode 5, Roger Report. We are going to break down the NFL free agency.
A lot going on.
Who are the winners? Who are the losers?
I mean, I feel like it's the Seahawks. I mean, it's evident that a lot of their tenured players, they just let walk.
Yeah.
I mean, Richard Sherman just came out. Yeah, I made a spiteful decision. I wanted to stay in the division and go beat the Hawks. Michael Bennett. You let me go. I'm going to go be the best player I can for the Eagles. I think the Eagles had a strong
free agency. Don't give away all our secrets.
Okay. You got me. As soon as you mentioned free agency, you kind of
wheels are turning.
Right? Wheels are turning.
You know what else we're going to talk? Since we're on football, we're going to break down the Pac-12.
Pac-10.
We're going to talk about 10 of the teams.
10 of the teams. So let's just make it the old Pac-10. We'll call it whatever we want. That'll be fun. I mean, we got Leach is still around up in the Pac Northwest. I think the Ducks, you know, rebounds, new coach.
A-State, UCLA.
Stanford.
Fight on, go Trojans.
David Shaw. Herm Edwards.
You know what? We should go to a game this year.
We should. Let's do a Sun Devils game.
WST game day.
Ooh. We should find out where their game day at a Pac-10 school. Just go sit right next to it.
There's always a Wazoo flag.
Kirk, oh, I know. Isn't that the Old Faithful?
Yeah.
No, it's named something. It's still up. It's no matter where they are, the Coug flag's going to be there. So, I mean, we got a lot coming up in episode 5. Got a lot of great feedback. Keep it coming. We're going to wrap this thing up. We'll talk to you guys next time, episode 5.